You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
It's an unusual spelling, yes?
It is. Catherine Hepburn.
I will introduce you in a second. Give me just a moment.
So the most famous Catherine ever spells the name that way, Dan.
Right. Well, if you want to get technical, it comes from the Greek word catharsis, which is spelled with a K and two A's.
Yes, do this.
Duh.
One of your favorites.
Catherine Hayhoe is with us, and we will get to her in just a second. But before we get to her, because you may be wondering to yourself, why is it that we keep doing this climate change stuff? There are reasons. It's not just to make you sad in the middle of the silliness that we do here. But
because we're all going to die.
Yeah. And I think it should be a bigger story. But before we do that, let's wish a happy 92nd birthday to William Shatner.
And happy birthday to him. I don't care. Good luck.
92%, yo.
When he went into space, he said this. It was moving, touching, and scaring. I had the thought that going into space would be the ultimate catharsis of that connection I had been looking for between all living things, that being up there would be the next beautiful step to understanding the harmony of the universe. In the film Contact, when Jodie Foster's character goes to space and looks out into the heavens, she lets out an astonished whisper, "They should have sent a poet." I had a different experience because I discovered that the beauty isn't out there, it's down here. With all of us. Leaving that behind made my connection to our tiny planet even more profound. It was among the strongest feelings of grief I have ever encountered. The contrast between the vicious coldness of space and the warm nurturing of Earth below filled me with the overwhelming sadness. Every day we're confronted with the knowledge of further destruction of Earth at our hands, the extinction of animal species, of flora, of fauna. Things that took 5 billion years to evolve, and suddenly we will never see them again because of the interference of mankind. It filled me with dread. My trip to space was supposed to be a celebration. Instead, it felt like a funeral.
The final frontier.
Sounds like they did send a poet.
He was very good on the subject, and the reason I wanted to talk to her is because she's an expert, and the United Nations released another major report here, and all scientists, the headlines are saying, like, do something now. Or it's going to be too late. It's World Water Day, Stugatz, and already rich people in Colorado are showering every 3 days, collecting rainwater to flush their toilets because we've got a water shortage. So she's the author of the book Saving Us, A Climate Scientist's Case for Hope and Healing in a Divided World. And thank you for joining us, Catherine. I ask you this. What's the simplest way you can explain our ignorance about a warming planet?
Well, it's because it's never happened before like this. We humans have never conducted an unprecedented experiment with our home like this experiment that we're conducting right now. And so it's really hard just to wrap our minds around the fact that, sure, we've got 8 billion people, But we, through digging up and burning coal and gas and oil, are producing so many heat-trapping gases that they're wrapping around the planet like an extra blanket, causing the planet to warm faster and faster. It's really hard just to wrap our minds around the scale of the problem.
Why aren't we talking about it better or more? Why isn't the media covering this better and in a more alarming fashion?
Great question. And in fact, the answer to your question is in the way you phrased it. So the media has been covering this in terms of the polar bears, the ice sheets, the rising sea levels, the alarming catastrophic headlines. But you know what? If we don't know what to do about it, our human defense mechanism is to do nothing. And so when we talk about this issue as if it's far away from what matters to our lives, and when we don't know what we can do to change something like an ice sheet or polar bear extinction, we do nothing. And that's exactly where we are today.
If we continue to do nothing, how long do we have?
Well, what's at stake is not the planet. The planet is going to be orbiting the sun long after we're gone. What's at stake is human civilization and many of the living beings that share this planet with us. That's what's at stake. And so that means that whoever we are, wherever we live, whatever we care about, as long as we love someone, something, or somewhere, we have every reason we need to care about climate change and to advocate for climate action.
So the Jets, if they're going to do it, they have to do it this year, it seems like, right?
Well, you know, climate change is even affecting sports.
Yeah.
It's affecting outdoor activities. It's affecting tennis and football and baseball and skiing, of course, too.
Jeez.
It's affecting every aspect of our lives and pretty much everything we love.
What do you say to the person listening to this who says, oh, shut up about climate change. The world is always evolving. You're a kook. You're an alarmist. You're a fearmonger. All the stuff that scientists get all the time. And I read a story in The Guardian that just bothered me. Scientists are afraid to tell us this. They're like being all cautious. They're like sticking the toe in the water of, hey, can you please hear us on this? Because they don't want to be shouted out of a room with things that people don't want to hear. Because it makes you feel hopeless and dreadful.
Well, it sounds like you've been reading my Twitter feed, because that's exactly, I've gotten thousands of comments the last 48 hours saying exactly that. I'm an idiot. I'm just doing it for the money. It's not true. And the reality is, we've known since the 1800s that digging up and burning coal and gas and oil are producing heat-trapping gases. We've been measuring since the 1930s how fast the planet is warming. We know that according to natural factors, we should be getting very, very slowly cooler right now, but instead we're warming faster and faster. But here's the problem. We don't want to fix it because we've been told incorrectly that the cure is worse than the disease. The reality is the exact opposite. If we can invest in clean energy, if we can be more efficient with our food and our energy, if we can invest in nature to help us out, there are so many things we can do that will clean up our air, clean up our water, improve the availability of food and water for people who need it, give us better lives. Oh, and they'll fix climate change too. Once we start to know what the solutions are, the only question is, what are we waiting for?
Why do you think that is, as far as describing the solutions in more tangible terms? Why doesn't that occur?
Well, first of all, like you just alluded to, a lot of the headlines in the media are just about how bad it is. And believe me, it is bad. Those headlines are accurate. But you can't talk about something without talking about a solution if you want people to fix it. The other challenge we have is that there are forces arrayed against climate action. So climate science is well over 100 years old. It goes back to the 1850s, so like 170 years old. Climate denial is about 30 years old. When did climate denial begin? It began when people realized, hey, this problem is actually happening. It means that we need to wean ourselves off fossil fuels. That's when the denial organizations swung into action to deliberately muddy the waters, to deliberately tell us false information, and to deliberately act as if climate solutions are the worst possible thing, whereas in fact, they bring all kinds of benefits to us and improve our lives.
Doctor, I did a poor job of establishing your credentials off the top because I was too busy with Star Trek stuff. But when I say you're the chief scientist for the Nature Conservancy, can you explain to the audience, please, what your credentials are so that they understand that you're not just running around screaming into a megaphone because you're not not actually worried about what we're doing to the Earth.
I am very worried, and that's why I'm a climate scientist. So I originally started off studying astrophysics. That was my plan. I was going to be studying galaxies, so right along the lines of William Shatner. But when I took a class on climate change, I found out that climate change is not only an environmental issue. I had always thought of it as an environmental issue that, you know, environmentalists will take care of and the rest of us will watch their documentaries and support them and wish them well. I found out that climate change affects every aspect of our lives. It affects our food, our water, our health, our economy, our infrastructure, and most importantly, it affects the poorest and most marginalized people right here in the U.S. as well as on the other side of the world. And for myself personally, as a Christian, I believe that we're supposed to care for other people, not add to their suffering. And so that's why I became a climate scientist. So I have a master's and a PhD in atmospheric science. I'm a professor at Texas Tech University, and I'm chief scientist for the Nature Conservancy, which is a huge conservation organization that's tackling the twin biodiversity and climate crises, because we got two of them. And we work in 81 countries in the world trying to protect the land and the water on which all living things, including us humans, depend.
Bona fides.
Yep, Red Raider, too. What's happened recently that has you the most concerned? What story have you looked at the last, 6 months or so that has you the most concerned?
I'm most concerned about the fact that the science is very clear that if we develop new oil and gas resources, we're going to blow past our climate targets in record time. And around the world, people are continuing to do that. And in fact, last year, the biggest oil and gas companies in the world, BP, Shell, and Aramco, they made record profits and fossil fuel subsidies. That's right. We subsidize fossil fuels. Fossil fuel subsidies increased from $11 million US per minute globally last year to $16 million per minute globally this year. So fossil fuel subsidies and development are moving in the opposite direction from where the science says they have to be moving if we're going to tackle climate.
And your real-time reaction to learning that Biden allows Alaskan drilling after saying he was not going to allow that.
It's just not consistent with what we have to do. Every little bit of warming matters. That's what the science says. Everything we do matters. And that both gives us hope in that our actions make a difference, but it also shows us that decisions like that carry a price tag for all of us.
Doctor, which country does it the best?
The best country is actually carbon negative. Bhutan has planted so many trees that they are taking more carbon out of the atmosphere than they produce.
Can you tell us on the top of the list, Doctor, when you think about the things that keep you up at night with fear, whether it's, ice melting or sea level change or fights for water and food, desperation, what's at the top of the list?
Well, for me as a scientist, what keeps me up at night is the fact that this is an unprecedented experiment we're conducting with our home. And there could be all kinds of side effects that we don't even know about yet in terms of massive releases of methane, which is a powerful heat trapping gas from the Arctic, or changes in water availability in places that are already short of water. And again, they are going to affect all of us, but they're going to affect those who have the least, the most. And the 50% poorest people in the world, you know how much of this problem they're responsible for? 7%. It just is not fair.
Doctor, it's not going to get anybody's attention until it starts affecting rich people. Like,
yeah, that's true.
I mean, you can't have in Pakistan brown people drowning in water and get Americans to care.
Well, that's why a lot of the work I do is focusing right here, explaining to people. I mean, I live in Texas, and Texas is actually the most vulnerable state in the U.S. to climate impacts because our hurricanes are getting stronger. Our heavy rainfall is getting more frequent. Our heat waves are getting so intense, and we're seeing this all around the U.S. and around the world. When we figure out what's happening where we live, I like to call it not global warming, but global weirding. When we figure out that we're being affected, our house is being affected, our family is being affected, you're right, that's when the rubber hits the road.
Doctor, thank you for being on with us. Your expertise is profound. We appreciate it, even though it is gloomy.
Thank you for having me. And I have to say, we do find hope. And where do we find hope? We find it in action. And action is all around us. It really is.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
We're effed.
He said, as Stugat said, we're effed casually on the way out.
Well, she knows we are.
Yeah, but
Stu, the Jets, the whole point is we have to be optimistic so we can actually do things to stop it.
I know. And so, honestly, like, that's why I wrote my book, is because where do you find hope is the number one question I get these days.
He's a Jets fan. If you can't find hope anywhere.
No hope.
I know, but we're drilling in Alaska. It's like, we're not doing anything.
I know, but Texas is leading the U.S. in clean energy.
We'll start paying attention if we miss a football Sunday. I promise you, everyone will. That's,
the Bills moved a game because it snowed like 40 inches in Buffalo.
They should have a dome, though.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, doctor.
All right,
I listened. The rest of them didn't.
I was waiting for you to say something funny so I could have gone, hey-o.
I'm really glad she logged off before that happened.
Start there and then you work your way. What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age!
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
Let's go, Islanders. Bump, 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 bump.
Stugats.
Let's go, Islanders. Bump, 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 bump.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugats.
Is your bracket busted? Then State Farm's here to help with their second chance bracket. Play free during round of 16 for a second chance at a share of the cash. Check it out today at DraftKings.com/State Farm.
I don't have any idea what this looks like, but Amin just revealed to me that he crashed his first wedding. Put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Levitard Show. Have you ever crashed a wedding, yes or no?
He didn't crash your wedding?
No. I was an invited guest, sir. Showed up late, but not as late as Stugatz.
Did you crash your second wedding, too? You made it sound like it was his own wedding, Dan.
Yeah. Oh. Is that what it sounded like?
Yeah.
I didn't get it. My fault.
Crashed, neither did I. Crashed a wedding. What is the backstory there?
My buddy John Budish was in town in Phoenix for a wedding.
JB.
Yeah, shout out to Bootsy.
John Budish.
Buddha. He's the man.
But he was.
How does everyone know this person?
Nobody knows.
Everybody
him
knows.
Everyone knows.
Nah, he's my boy. He's my boy.
Come on.
He's my guy.
So it was the wedding of Ty Shubb, and Ty is a huge fan of the show, which I discovered, and a lot of other people are fan of the show. You know who they asked me about? Stanzik.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, oh,
That's odd.
It is odd, right? Yeah. But so John told me, hey, man, come through. Come through. I'm like, I'm in sweats. He's like, it's fine.
Nobody does an
asking about Stanzik, too, since yesterday's news.
Is Stanzik the new EP?
Nobody does an uninteresting detour like Amin. It's the strangest thing.
Oh, Billy Gill would like a word.
It's an important detail, yes. Several
Greg
words.
Greg Cody would like a word.
I love Greg Cody's. Greg Cody is the champ of that.
You were saying before we got stuck on you needing to tell us about Dan Stanzik.
Is that a weird name?
It's an important detail. Like, yes, thank you.
If you crash a wedding and to have a conversation about Dan Stanzik is a little out there.
Yeah.
But anyway, I went there and it was like, John's like, just go ahead. Just
the, walk. The original producer of Stupidity, correct?
I think
we should probably tell people that as opposed to.
Thank you. I was lost.
Yes. Dynamite Dan.
As opposed to the
it's a mean story.
Buddha. I understand, but we do this publicly for an audience. And I'd like the audience to not be left out because three of us are talking about Dan Stanzik.
Well, Juju Gotti had a diss record about him, too.
Oh, that's true.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, Stanzik. Oh,
run that one back. But anyway, so my guy Bootsy says, yeah, man, just go to the bar. I'm like, I'm not going to walk into a wedding at an open bar in sweats and just like, yeah, I'll have your finest in McAllen's or whatever. He's like, no, it's fine. So I said, come walk with me so it doesn't look so obvious. And so I walk up there and I get ready to order, and the brother of the groom comes up and I got to do 15 minutes of show for the guy. So we start talking about the Ravens, what they're going to do. And it was quite the time. You know what? Crashing weddings, not quite as scary as I thought it would be. I'm going to try and do some more.
Mm. Well, you're going in as a celebrity, though. It helps to be known.
I mean, Dan, you said it. I didn't.
To learn more about Dan Stancic, check out the 2020 album Dark Nights by One Juju Gotti. It's track 4.
What'd you give him on the Ravens, just out of curiosity?
Oh, I said,
you know what? I mean, sit this one out for a second. Tony and Stugatz have been dying to talk, okay, for all week. They just want to get to a microphone and talk free agency, just any little bit of football. They want to do the Stonies. Stugatz and Tony team up to just geek out on Gasecki's going to the Patriots on a one-year deal.
Oh, Dan, watch out.
No, it's been like every morning for the last week, Tony's been like, yeah, some interesting stuff's going on in the NFL, and then everyone steamrolls past.
We don't want to talk about it, but just go.
Thielen's going to the Panthers.
Oh, I know. Mike, watch out.
Things are starting to happen. I know. It's unbelievable.
The move before the move.
Aaron, not a Jet yet. I mean.
He intends, though. He's got good intentions.
Yeah.
Stu, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Let's spin the wheel of topics.
Steamroll.
Jesus. Rashad Penny.
Here's what's on the wheel, though. It's top 5 NBA finals moment.
Wow.
It's Rick Ross's Buffalo are bothering the neighbors. It is a sports plane being hit by lightning. It is Lamar Jackson. It is Mad Dog re-upping with First Take. And it's the Stonies. What?
And also Shrek raves.
And John Wick. What landed on the wheel?
It looks like top 5 NBA final moments.
Oh, how about that? So sorry you don't get to do the Stonies. I was hoping we'd do that.
Still up there.
Wow. I can't believe it.
So
equal chances.
Landed on the wheel. The wheel landed on us, Dan.
This is in honor of remembering Willis Reed and one of the most famous moments in sports history, because, of course, it happened in New York, and when it happens in New York, it's the thing that's remembered forever.
No, we're not doing that. You're not gonna like yawn at one of the most impactful moments in NBA finals history. You're not gonna yawn at that, Dan.
We'll see if it's in the top 5. I don't know if it's in the top 5 or not. It's one of the most
impactful moments in NBA finals history because it happened with the Knicks.
No.
And because it was only a moment, then he limped back to the locker room and
he had two shots first.
But the coming out and going back, that's what the moment's all about. It shows, you know, the guy's heart. It shows how badly he wanted it, you know?
In defense of New York things happening and everyone saying it's a big deal, I used to be the person who'd be like, oh my God, eye roll. I don't care. It happened in New York. That's like, who gives a shit? And then I lived in New York and I realized this city is so big. Holy shit. So many people live here. It is massive. There is a disproportionate amount of people that care about things that happen in New York to, you know, other cities.
Yeah, I'm not one of them. Mm-hmm. And the myopia has bothered me the entire time I've lived here, because New Yorkers tell me how great New York is, and then they come down here.
Mr.
And we don't
this
go
only
there.
Happens in Miami.
But we don't go there.
Sound like you're from Cleveland
we
right
don't
now.
Go there. They right. come here.
Well, the weather's
and now
nicer.
More of them are here than have ever been by leaps and bounds. And they're ruining our traffic is shit because
oh,
of.
Oh, it's my fault.
Yeah, it's New prices, too. Oh,
yeah.
It's absolutely my fault.
New York.
Housing prices.
It's funny. Nobody drives like that in New York, so I don't know why they drive like that here.
Willis Reed, is he in the top 5 or is the list just named after him?
Well, I believe Amin has a top 5. I also have a top 5 as well. Yes.
Dan's also from New Jersey.
That's true.
That's a good point.
Born in Jersey City. I'm one of those people who
came to Fairleigh Dickinson, by the way.
Migrated.
Your dad went to Fairleigh Dickinson.
You guys dropped the ball. This should have been our tournament, by the way. The show should have owned the tournament. Fairleigh Dickinson, Florida Atlantic, Miami. We should have owned this. Instead, what'd you guys do? You farted all over yourselves and fecal matter came out.
That's why we're the steaming bag of shit with you at the center of it. That's exactly why.
It's Whittingham's fault, really.
I'm the center?
Oh, yeah. Like, everything that was bad on the EP we just all learned together was the EP.
Incidentally, I've got reporters calling me about this, like Sports Business Journal. They're asking about the murmurs that Whittingham's only leaving to avoid his 12 grid of death punishments that he owes.
Oh, wow.
He owes more than anybody around here.
Never did that bathtub thing.
Petty play.
He's got to do this stuff. He's got to do this even though he's left, even though he's quitting him.
There's a day of reckoning coming, Whitty.
Number five, whose list are we starting with?
OLI. I got an OLI. You got an OLI?
But there's two lists, is it not?
Yeah, we have two lists, but he has OLI. I do not. Yes.
So you're two different sets of top five moments from the NBA Finals. But neither of you have answered. Is it named after Willis Reed? Is it the Willis Reed Memorial?
It's the Willis Reed top five NBA Finals moments for me, yes.
Number five, OLI, I mean.
Ray Allen, get those f***ing ropes out of here.
Doesn't make the top five.
That's OLI?
The greatest shot in finals history.
You, Miami.
The greatest shot.
This is a New York list here, baby.
Okay, excellent.
All right. I defy you to find five finals with the Knicks. Go.
Actually, there are. Go back to the beginning of the time.
Yes. Do you have more OLIs?
The very beginning.
That's the only OLI.
All right, Stugatz, number five.
Number five, 92 NBA Finals. Jordan, 6 threes against the Blazers.
That's not a moment.
It was a half.
The shrug is a moment when he's like, I can't believe how good I am. All I do is make threes. Aren't I amazing?
Looking at Magic Johnson, yes.
Chewing gum.
Cliff Robinson kind of feeling a little deflated.
Number five,
Magic Johnson, Junior Skyhook. At that point, the Lakers had never beaten the Celtics in a playoff series.
And Kareem was out at center, and he scored 40-something points.
No, you're thinking about his rookie year. This Junior Skyhook was 85. So Kareem was wide open.
We can all agree it's super memorable if they got it right.
No, Kareem was wide open on the play, and Magic, this is at Boston Garden. He does the little hesitation baby dribble and the little Junior Sky Hook.
Yeah.
And that was the first time the Lakers ever beat the Celtics.
Number four, Stugatz.
91 Finals, Jordan layup against the Lakers.
Stugatz, this is why I should have done my list all at once.
Stugatz is going to be all Jordan. The layup, where he switches hands, you're talking about, right?
Yeah, it goes from like the foul line, has it in the right, goes up, goes under with his left, lays it in. It was beautiful.
All while chewing gum.
Yep.
Exactly.
Didn't have to switch hands, too. Had the right hand layup.
Unnecessary.
Yeah, had the right hand layup there.
Showboat. Mm-hmm. Number four,
LeBron blocks Andre Iguodala at the end of game 7.
You gonna have two from that game? Number three.
Flu game, 97.
Number three,
A spectacular move by Michael Jordan. That's how you describe that play. You got to do the Marv Albert voice. You can't just say, when he went up with the thing. No. A spectacular move by Michael Jordan. You say that, everyone knows what that is.
Yeah, and then it's a steal by Bird.
Yeah.
It's a steal by Bird. Johnny Moses' voice is like this.
You want to break out more of your fake Johnny Moses type? I'd love to hear from him on the
sensual towel wave.
I'd love to talk later. In the show,
never getting a boner again.
I would like to talk about
stuff for that.
I'm getting one right now.
Johnny Most breaking down the Jaylen Brown situation. Johnny Most, you doing an impersonation of Johnny Most, and at the center of it, having his racist core spill out. the Boston racist core spill out. Where are we, Stugatz? Three or two for you?
I think we're at two for me, yeah.
Number two.
Dagger, Michael Jordan, 97 finals against Byron Russell, no pushing off.
Number two, you got a better one than that. Mm. Number two,
Willis Reed limps out in game 7 to win the Knicks' first title.
Put him up 4-0.
I had no idea he only shot two shots the entire game and left. I thought he had 50.
No.
He had 4.
This is how he had 50. Wow, Willis Reed.
This is how nice he was.
He played 50 seconds.
That's how big that moment was, Tony. He scored 4 points. Walt Clyde Frazier scored like 40 and had 7 steals and 11 assists.
No one remembers.
Yeah. No, Willis Reed.
He
four
set
points.
The tone. Yeah.
Yeah. The 50 doesn't mean anymore.
That's exactly. I love a good tone setter.
Julius Randle scores 57 the other night. Nobody cares.
They lost.
They lost.
Also, win a title after the merger. Oh, wow.
Number one, Stugatz.
Ah, damn. We all remember exactly where we were 2011 NBA Finals when J.J. Barea owned LeBron James in the post.
Jesus Christ.
Not a Jordan one. Bit of a surprise. Number one, Amin.
Paul Pierce shat himself.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Don Levitard.
Let's go to 80.
His Bo. Name is Bo.
Wow.
I think Billy typed an 8 instead of a B. Fine.
It's a clear as day.
All right. $2.
Stugatz.
Number 8. Oh, that's crazy. It's Chris Corner on the line. CC. Go ahead.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
Is your bracket busted? Then State Farm's here to help with their second chance bracket. Play free during round of 16 for a second chance at a share of the cash. Check it out today at DraftKings.com/State Farm.
I mean, are you willing to report nationally with your credibility at stake? Because this is still a conversation. Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce were just talking about this. Paul Pierce continues to deny that he shit himself. Are you reporting with your credibility as a basketball analyst at stake? With your name on it, I know sources. Paul Pierce definitively shit himself because he denies it. He went off in a wheelchair, was gone for 6 minutes, and still denies that he pooped himself.
Yeah, it's funny because he was trying to say, hey, you know, nowadays guys sprain their MCL. They're out 6 to 8 weeks. I went in and came right back out. And I said, yeah, because you went and took a dump in there. But the thing that I don't get is why sit? Because in my mind, NBA players, they wear these compression tights, right? So if you took a dump in your pants, it actually gets held within the compression due to the moisture wicking. So it wouldn't actually make its way to your shorts unless you sat down and
I appreciate the analysis.
Yeah, it's great analysis.
Are you reporting it, though? Are you reporting it as fact? Because he denies it. Mike, sure, do you know what the truth is here?
I mean, Doc Rivers has told us that's the case. So did Scalabrine, didn't he?
I don't think Scalabrine said that.
Scal, he should have.
White Mamba.
Scalabrine is the one who said these days. So like you sprain your MCL, you're out for 6 months. He was gone for 6 minutes. It wasn't that. That was Scal. That wasn't unless Pierce said it too.
I thought Pierce said it on KG Certified or whatever the name of the show is.
What is true? What is true to Mike Schur?
What's true to me is that man is a legend, a Celtics legend. They won a championship. They won a title. And I don't care. I don't care one way or the other. And also what's true is I never want to hear Amin say the phrase moisture wicking again.
The truth.
This is Mike Schur. I really enjoy your TV programs, especially the one with the colored fella.
Racist
Johnny
Most. Do not turn Johnny Most into a racist.
He doesn't have to.
Johnny Most took care of that.
Please, I would like Johnny Most, the racist, to be for the remainder of this segment. I don't want him Johnny to go Moss, anywhere. Man. I want him to be the next executive producer of this show.
Johnny Most?
The racist. The racist Johnny Most. Johnny Most.
What are we going to do with Stan?
Let's do the stat of the day.
Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day. Stat of the day. It is the stat of the day.
I'm very upset at you guys because you didn't tell me it was Whittingham's last day, and I had a top five list to send him off into the great beyond.
Well, he didn't tell us it was his last day.
He also didn't tell us he was the EP.
And it's Whittingham.
His last day was actually Saturday, and he came in a couple of extra days.
Classic Quitty.
Do you have that list now, or you no longer have that list? You wish to do it as a goodbye? I'm tired of this goodbye. We're all tired of his goodbye.
I have the list if you want
to. Enough with the victory lap. Yeah, we'll get to it.
You want to do it? It's top five phrases that made me think of Chris Whittingham.
Sure.
All right. Any OLIs?
Nope. Real quick.
Number five.
Here we go. Number five, bona fides.
Number four.
Tertiary lads.
Number three.
Jim Gray sucks. I think he said that. He said something like that.
Well, he did.
He said he would never. Well, he said that, and that he wouldn't trade his own career for Jim Gray's. That he wouldn't leave his present job for Jim Gray's life.
What I remember is him saying Jim Gray sucks.
He left it for soccer.
Number two.
No, Jessica, let me tell you some stuff about childbirth.
Ah, that was a day, wasn't it?
I learned a lot from Woody.
Whittingham. Mike, that is good.
An expert on the cesarean section, Whittingham. How do you have something better than that? Number one.
It hit him in the penis. You gotta go.
Yeah, there you go.
I miss him.
I hope he uses our show phrases. I hope he doesn't respect the
cathedral.
He respected the cathedral so much he quit.
I hope he goes.
He's sprinting away from show phrases.
Is he going to go on Apple and do that? Is he going to normalize the penis on Apple, or do you think he's going to run scared from it?
He's gonna run scared. He's gonna chicken out. There's no way he says the word penis multiple times.
Literally just ran scared.
I just remembered that Dan sat here yesterday or 2 days ago and announced that the word for vagina that starts with a P is an anatomically correct term.
I did do that.
That was insane.
I got to believe it.
Insane. Insane.
Dan, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
We saw it in textbooks here in Miami. It's okay.
So happened.
Different education.
The baby comes out of the right. That's cool.
Then he took a drag from his cigarette from the back. Little Miss Muffin.
Miracle of childbirth. Hey.
What is the stat of the day? Yeah, that happened.
It's hard to follow that. It's hard to follow that with a boring stat of the day.
That's amazing.
What is this? Is it like I have a Latin origin?
Oh my God.
Most Maximus. For short.
That's a James Bond character.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bond.
Why didn't that happen yesterday?
Your Suey for worst mistake moment happened talking about the Suey for worst mistake.
And just like that, we got ourselves a horse race.
What is the stat of the day?
Oh yeah.
It's got to be about Shohei Ohtani at the conclusion of the WBC, according to Sarah Langs. Here's some stats for you from the WBC. Shohei Ohtani hit .435 with a .606 on base percentage and a .739 slugging percentage, 4 doubles, a home run. He also had a .186 ERA with 11 strikeouts and 9 2/3 innings. Got a save. But here's the real stat. He hit the hardest ball of the tournament, 118.7 miles an hour. He threw the hardest pitch of the tournament, 102 miles an hour. And he hit the longest home run of the tournament at 448 feet. And afterwards, he said that winning the WBC was the greatest moment of his life. We have to get that guy out of Anaheim. Please, somebody get that guy out of Anaheim so that he can save baseball.
He threw 102 twice, by the way, last night. Mm-hmm.
Passan's right, by the way. He's better than Babe Ruth.
He's not.
That flew under the radar, but Passan's totally right.
I love Babe Ruth. He's a little, there's something about him, though. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know.
You love half of him, right, Johnny?
Yeah. So he's half and half Italian. Okay.
Doc, I got to tell you, my is killing me.
All right, scooch up. Let me see your I got my speculum right here. I'm going to put in your
Hey, yo!
Might be cold. Let me see that
The problem with your is...
You have to care for your health.
Dirty Johnny Most? Instead of racist?
Oh, no, I got, dirty, I have more.
Dirty
I have more,
racist Johnny
I have
Most.
More racist ones. I gotta get out of the way.
You know,
there's something about Babe Ruth. It's a great quality pool by
Burst. Hey, Bird stole the ball, passing to DJ, which, quite frankly, was a little, little. I would have thought it the other way around, you know, given their proclivity for stealing things.
DJ stole the ball from Bird. He stole it. Did you see that? He stole it.
See you later, Mike.
We Kurt, will Kurt
oh,
Rambis.
I'm sorry. You've got more. I don't think I
know about it.
Kurt Rambis is the heart and soul of the Lakers. You stop Rambis, you stop the Lakers. Let me see that.
That's it's almost DMX. It's getting into DMX now.
Did you just spit water on the floor?
I did.
A legitimate spit take for dirty,
now,
Johnny
dirty
Mose.
Racist Johnny Mose rapping lyrics to Party Up in Here by DMX.
See you later, Mike.
Bye.
You act, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. The kid ain't yours and everybody knows. Your old man says you're stupid. You be like, so? I love my baby mother. I'll never let her go. And there's Mikhail on the boards.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.